we bestowed wisdom on Luqman, show gratitude to Allah. Any who is grateful does so to profit, to the profit of his own soul. But if any is ungrateful, verily Allah is independent of all wants, worthy of all praise. Behold, Luqman said to his son by way of instruction, O my son, join not in worship others with Allah, for false worship is indeed the highest wrongdoing. And we have enjoined on man to be good to his parents. In hardship upon hardship did his mother bear him, and in 2 years was his weaning. Show gratitude to me and to your parents. To me is your final goal. But if they strive to make you join in worship with me, things of which you have no knowledge, obey them not. Yet bear them company in this life with justice, and follow the way of those who turn to me. In the end, the return of you all is to me, and I will tell you the truth of all that you did.
If your parents are worshipping in false ways, it says, don't, if they strive to make you join in worship, in a certain sense, you shouldn't worship with them either. You shouldn't worship with your parents in false ways. So the joining is joining false gods to the true God, but then also you shouldn't join in worship with those who do practice idolatry. So it could have both the sort of human joining and the divine joining.
Could it not also mean that you shouldn't do the outward piety of worship if you don't yourself believe?
Why would he encourage his son to worship if he's an unbeliever? Surely, first of all, he would be encouraging him to believe and then to worship.
He was probably following the previous religions where you worship many gods.
Right.
And this is what actually the Quran is trying to say, is it's the issue of tawheed, the oneness of God.
So his father is saying, if you're not going to believe in Allah, at least don't do idolatry, at least do false worship. But he's not going as far as to say just worship the one God.
I've been focusing on the feeling of the text, as I have been with the previous text, and it gives me a different kind of feel, in the sense that you've got show gratitude, that I see similarities between what we covered in the New Testament, that it gives me that kind of the New Testament kind of feeling when you go through shukr. But then when you go through oh my son, join not in worship with Allah, that gives me a feeling of the Deuteronomy text in terms of the commandments.
In a way, it's very sort of spiritual. I don't know if spiritual is the right word, but it's talking about being gratitude to God, but then very, very practical as well, to have gratitude to your parents, and perhaps particularly to your mother, who kind of gave birth to you and weaned you. And
because actually what's really specific to Luqman is that his wisdom is also related to practicality, so he practices wisdom. And in the next passages he actually tells his son how to talk, how to walk, how to not to raise his voice. So wisdom is not just about doing good or being pure, like we said. It's also about actually practicing in your life good deeds.
Everyone has parents, no matter what tradition they come from. And so I think there could be a sense in which sometimes, in that case, the topic makes for greater resonances between the different traditions. The theme of honoring parents, even if they're idolaters, has a sense of a commonality even beyond the circle of the religious group. And so in some ways that could represent some elements of scriptural reasoning, that just as, say, you would be friends with your parents, even if they're idolaters, so too with the scriptural reasoning, you can be friends with the people of other traditions, even though they might be beyond the circle of your theological framework.
Luqman said to his son by way of instruction, meaning the son should obey. He's about to say something that the son should obey. But then later on in verse 15 it says, oh, by the way, if your parents tell you the wrong thing, don't obey them. So it's sort of at the same time, you have on the one hand, obey your parents, and at the same time, don't obey. And it struck me as a way, it's sort of, you can't just say one or the other. Each case has to be looked at. Is this a situation where I should obey? Or maybe it's a situation where I should not obey.
If your obedience conflicts with God, then you should not obey them. But what I like actually in Arabic, it says sahibhuma, and it's be become their friend. It's a notion of friendship to your parents rather than...
It's wonderful,
which
really.
Yeah. Bear them company? Is that
yes, bear them company. In Arabic is become their friend.
This is what struck me at the very end. It says, in the end, you will all return to me, to God, and I will tell you the truth. And there is a sense that the passage begins with God, the source of all wisdom, and then in the end, it ends with God, the judge of all that we do, the wise judge. And I think that's a lovely picture, a reassuring one in some ways, but a terrifying one in other ways, because truth exists, doesn't it? And we can't hide the truth, ultimately.
And there's certain things that I assume that people will understand, and actually they aren't as clear in people's minds. And I think that's one of the things that sometimes I forget, and I think I'm made to realize again that, wait a minute, people may not always be seeing the text in the way that you see it, and that really helps me to gauge whatever I say accordingly. One should not be certain about one's salvation, meaning ultimately God will be the judge even after that, after you follow the commandments, after you follow even those who are righteous and their ways, even after that you can't guarantee your salvation. There's always this element of doubt, and therefore to remind us of that, in the end the return of you all is to me, and I will tell you the truth of all that you did.
What really sprang to my mind reading that was dealing with parents in their old age and not abandoning them, not, you know, shoving them off into some horrible care home, but, you know, dealing with them with decency and giving them the dignity to grow old in dignity.
And yet it always points it back to God. I love that. That really strikes me about the way in which the passage is written. It points you, as you're reading, always back up to God.
To me is your final goal, as it says in the middle.
Yes.
Well, we probably ought to be winding up. Everybody's got to get home, long distances. Thank you so much for coming. Right, really nice to see you, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Eric. Thank you.
Actually, we think after the discussion ended officially, we carried on talking, which often happens with SR, and we were talking about the relationship of this text, which is talking about parents and obeying parents, to the one of the Ten Commandments in the Torah, which is honour your father and mother, and about those kind of ideas.
I think people generally got the spirit of the text. I think people understood the importance of honouring one's parents, but along with that, understanding that obedience to parents is not absolute, rather it's conditional, and as long as it does not contradict the will of God, then it's something that one is recommended, or is the Quran is advocating that. So kind of balance.
I really enjoyed it. We had an extended time, we had a longer time than usual, so I really enjoyed having that length of time. It was great to get to know Salim better. I hadn't really met him except once, so that was really great. And yeah, I just thought it was good.
Yeah, and I think also, right, both, you know, getting to know some new people better, but also then some people I already knew, getting, you know, I mean, after spending this whole afternoon, I feel like I know you and the others even more.
Yeah.
So it's... it was really good.
Not to mention the discussions, which were you know, interesting and stimulating, and plenty of food for thought, I think.
Yeah.
It's usual spiritual reason is the opportunity to see friends and to have a nice conversation. So
friendship is the main thing for me. I'm not going to see Rem for a while.
Ah, yes.
It was lovely to spend a whole day with you. And share all our views on these amazing texts.
What I'm taking away is a more deeper understanding of the scriptures, and in particular around the subject, which was wisdom, and how different traditions approach that question of wisdom, and how the kinds of feelings that each tradition and its text gives. So that's really what I'm taking away.
And Salim was just saying earlier how much he'd enjoyed today, and we've both come down from Blackburn, about to drive all the way back, aren't we?
Yes.
But we're leaving feeling so much more motivated than when we arrived, because of the kind of discussion we'd had.
Absolutely.
Aren't we? And then we can go home now. We've got 4 hours in the car. We can talk more about all these things, can't we? And
true.
Continue the dialogue in a much more natural and
informal way. Yes.